Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Answering some fan questions on the compound. That's the best part of my day. Let's get right to it.
Such an eyewash answer, and that's I love terrible. It.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum. This is episode 35. I saw that when we started because it's a milestone number. It's 35. You know,
it's a pretty big milestone, big three, huh?
The big 3-5.
What a milestone! Wow, I'm
can't wait till 36.
We have a special episode of the Compound because it's the second fan episode, fan question episode. We did one of these early on.
I had a chip in my throat.
What because you hadn't stopped chewing them.
Yeah.
Stop eating them, okay? Sheesh.
So we're going to do the second fan question episode and answer some questions that intern Nora, in her first week, was able to collect from the Instagram, I believe. Big news. The Compound has Instagram and Twitter handles. Really awesome.
Thank you, intern Nora.
It's awesome to have her because she's way more like interactive, and she also texts us like every day with ideas. And I'm like, yeah, I never would have thought of that. And she's always like, sorry to bother you. And I'm like, it's not a bother. Like, you're doing stuff that we wouldn't even think to do.
Dakota and I are the only ones with input. So
yeah, it's unbelievable. Ian doesn't even respond.
You guys actually do not respond to her on the group message because or if you do, it's like, hey, thanks. Awesome. Like, that's it.
It's always questions that are meant for you. Like, should we do this? And I'm like, well, it's up to Ian. Like, I don't run the show.
I actually got some data points on like Twitter versus Instagram and where people are actually interacting. And instead, and I thought very briefly about trying to get all of us on a like FaceTime or four-way call. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going straight to Nora because you guys aren't even going to care.
That's just honestly disrespectful.
Yeah, that's rude. I strongly disagree with your opinion.
I have a question. What would he do without us?
Oh, man. Yeah, a one-man talk show of Ian Happ. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's he talks a lot.
You couldn't pay me to listen to that.
Nope.
Jeez.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, well, but with us, you're great. With us, you're great.
That's yep. Awesome. Yep. It sounds about right.
You make it. Yeah, you make the podcast when it's with us. Mm-hmm.
Large announcement for – I don't know if you guys remember the last time we recorded an episode, which – feels like a long time ago.
Probably a week ago?
About a week ago.
It was a week. I guess we actually did the last part of that episode a week ago. But we were giving away a t-shirt.
Let's go. Did I win?
You did not win.
I followed the winner.
The winner was Ben Hootie. Ben dot Hootie was the t-shirt winner. And he his t-shirt's going in the mail tomorrow. Just talked to Obvious Shirts. Really excited. Really excited.
Congrats, Ben.
Is this the signed IH8 one?
I think he had the option.
He chose to select the signed.
I think he had the option for a signed shirt and was like, no thanks, just give me an Is That So medium. But that's just, you know, he's a huge fan of the Compound, so he wants an Is That Show saying instead of Who Says No. So respect.
I noticed that when Nora asked, and she's like, and you were just like, yeah, it's either, what was it, a Who Says No signed one or any other Compound shirt not signed. And she goes, yeah, he said he wants an Is That So one. I was like, oof, sorry, Ian, you're just not that big, man.
Speaking of social media, I got a pretty good DM from a fan yesterday. I don't know if you, or the other day, I don't know if you guys got it.
I still have my Twitter DM so that you can't DM me unless I follow you. So
he goes, that's probably not a smart business move.
Hey, DM me on Instagram.
This is actually pretty good. Said, late to the podcast, but loving it. Listen, a fair bit with my son, 11 years old, oldest of four boys. We were playing wiffle ball yesterday, and I told him I was going to strike him out, and he gave me, Is That So? And then proceeded to hit a bomb, and the whole way around the bases, he kept saying, no, I really believe you.
We love that. We love to hear that.
That is
taunting at its finest. That's Compound.
Shout out
at its finest.
At the Dominic Albino. Appreciate it.
You know who I talked to the other day? I talked to the director of morale, Dom Frederick, about maybe a more regular, maybe a once a month spot on the compound. And let's just say he was excited.
He was so pissed last time when we had to cut him off because we don't have that long of episodes. He's like, I mean, Ian told me I had 30, 40 minutes. Or he said we had 30 to 50. That was only like 40 minutes. I got at least 10 more in me.
He was like, he already had it out for me.
Yeah, he's like, he already set up an out.
We're going to need Dom before he comes back on, though. And he tweeted at you with his golf score and the rating. We're going to need to get those down before he comes back on.
I'm trying to figure out what tee box he's playing from because I'm seeing some numbers like 6,200 yards or like 6,500 yards. Like, what box are you playing from?
Yeah, he sent you one that I think was like 62 something. I was like, that's like the red tees. Like, that's real short.
Yeah, we're going to need some explanations on that. But I am excited for a more regular segment from him and also maybe some t-shirts, Mavius shirts, maybe some new sayings can come from the Dom.
Speaking of obvious shirts, me and Zach both got a custom Derek Jeter shirt.
Ooh.
Ian was offered one and literally said, nah, I'm good. I was like, you don't like Derek Jeter? You don't want that shirt?
Because I only wear compound t-shirts. I'm sorry.
I got something to say about that one.
Okay.
How about last time when you were on Intentional Talk?
Ooh.
I missed an opportunity. That's my bad.
Ooh. I bet you talked about coffee though, didn't you?
I talked about my hair, I think, a little bit more than the coffee.
Which, did you get a haircut? Let me see.
I did. I actually did get a haircut, yeah.
It could use a little bit more.
My hair's a little out of control right now, but my hair is looking really nice. Tell you what. Yep, it is. It is. Before we start, I'd like to know what the best and worst part of your day or week was.
Oh.
Shout out to the Short family. Throwback, and shout out to the Short family. Wow. I need a little... Worst, best.
I was not ready for that.
Come on.
I'll go my worst.
Go ahead.
This week, it's going to be cold. I saw a snow emoji for Friday on the weather app, and I really don't like that. And then this weekend is daylight savings, isn't it, too? So we're losing an hour?
No. Fall back. Oh. You gain an hour.
No. Yeah,
we gain an hour of sleep, but we lose an hour of daylight.
It's going to be freezing. That's why you gain the hour.
No, because if it's 50 degrees at night, guess what, Dakota? I want to get some more golf in before it starts really snowing.
You need to go to like classes.
You know what, Dakota? I was going to say something. I was going to say the best, and it was going to be about you too.
I will say it. Stay with it. Come on. I take back what I said.
I was going to say I'm really excited to see you in less than 2 weeks.
Week and a half.
I'm firmly in the camp of get rid of daylight savings time.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on it.
Well, go live in Arizona then, and you can.
Great point.
Give me all of the sun.
He's probably in that. Isn't he in that time zone?
No, it's just Arizona does it, I think.
I'm incensed.
Or something. I forget what it is.
How about your geography? Do you know how far Austin, Texas, the middle of Texas is from Arizona?
Yeah, Zach, look it up on a map, idiot.
Nor do I really care. I just thought I knew you were somewhere over there.
Dakota, worst, best?
The worst part of my weekend, I was really excited for Tiger Phil to be paired up in the Zozo this weekend, and they shot a combined 8 over, I want to say. Tiger was 2 over. I think Phil was 6 over for a pretty easy course, too. The winner was 23 with Cantlay. So when you're shooting a combined 8 over, you didn't play your best, and it just kind of seemed like, you know, the guys might be past their prime.
What is Tiger going to look like in 2 weeks?
At the Masters? I mean, he's still going to fire a 15 under and win by 8 strokes. What else is
what
new?
What is he going to
what look else is new?
I mean, he's going to win the Masters. It's just that simple.
Do you want to bet on it?
No. Unless you pick a golfer, you can't.
No, I know. I can't just take the field against that. We'll be in touch.
We'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah, it's closer. We'll talk about it.
The best part is the Lions comeback W yesterday. I was actually fired up for it. Frat Stafford, the guy's a magician.
No, your favorite player is Todd Gurley.
Well, it was honestly a great play because it was the Lions trying to let him score, but it was like a fake, we're going to tackle you, like kind of grab him, let him go, and then he just kind of tripped into the end zone. I was like, let's go.
You know, in the back of his mind, he's like, yeah, I got to rack these touchdowns.
No, he said after the game, he goes,
I know, I'm kidding.
I was mad as hell.
I'm kidding.
Thanks, man. Ian, what's your worst best there, buddy?
My worst was finding an old nail in the tire You hate to see that. I was about to take the car down to San Antonio. A nail in the tire just really threw off everything. Had to go get my brother's car. Still haven't got the tire fixed. Really just not,
Dakota,
not
you,
into it. Was it the same
it wasn't a curb that you
hit. Yeah, I was like, was it a new tire?
Yeah, different tire. Different tire.
Everybody out there, Dakota took Ian's car at the compound. And about 15 minutes later, he gets a call.
I think we talked about this before.
Did we?
I swear we brought it up before.
Ian?
Yeah, I don't know if we did.
I popped the tire.
I felt so bad.
But
I was so scared Ian was going to kill me. But then instead, he ended up riding a bike over to where I was and helping me change the tire. And he got there and I was like, he's going to kill me. Like, he's actually going to murder me.
I'm just glad you're within biking distance.
Yeah, that's the worst. I was like a half mile from the house. That's why I was so pissed.
I really would have been like, yeah, I don't know what happened. Someone just hit me and it popped and they just went off.
I hit it on a curb, so it was tough. Tough to make up.
You saved your food, though.
Yeah, I did. The food was good still.
Do you guys want to know what the best part of my day is?
I'd love to.
Answering some fan questions on the compound. That's the best part of my day. Let's get right to it.
Such an eyewash answer, and I love it.
Terrible.
First question. From G. Wilmert 16. If you could have one player in the MLB join your team, who would it be?
Mike Trout.
Playing center field for the Cubs. That's who I want.
Yeah, that's right. We need some extra defense in center, and we need a center fielder that can produce at the plate, too. I mean, Mike Trout's the best player.
I think Mike Trout's a pretty consensus answer for, like, the best player in the game who, like, how can you say no to that?
Go personality-wise, then, that you would think of. Like, who do you know around the league that would just bring a spark?
I love Didi Gregorius. I feel like Didi seems like a great clubhouse guy too. And Dakota, I love
wow, that's play. Crazy. Dakota thinks Didi's better than Javi. That's crazy.
That's not what I said. Zach, who do you want to join the Tigers with you? Us?
Yeah, I'm going to say compound. Dumb.
Yeah, that's easy.
Dumb question. Neither of you guys play infield?
That's right. Well, Ian, I don't know. A little bit of 1B. A little bit of one bagger.
Wally Pitt.
Ian? I'm trying to think personality-wise.
I feel like Didi has a lot of fun. That's why I chose him.
I was just talking about John Jay the other day and how great he is, and it made me miss him. But I think Cam Maybin was a very John Jay-like presence for us.
Holy
I was a big Ian Cam Maybin fan.
Decapitated Zach.
Yeah, I mean, how many times are you going to talk about how happy you are we traded Zach?
That is literally like, I can probably switch to two hands now counting how many times he's done it.
I'm happy for Zach that we traded Zach.
It's messed up, man. I'm not happy for Zach. I wish he was here.
Thanks, Dakota. I really appreciate that.
Well, Zach, who's your choice?
I don't know. I really don't know.
No, you know who it is.
I do.
Your favorite player in the league.
Done and done.
Your favorite player in the league.
Yep. I want Kike Hernandez on my squad. Whatever team I go to, I don't care if I'm going overseas. I don't care. He's coming.
If we get Kike on the podcast, done. Are you going to be able to talk? Or are you going to be like?
I would literally say, I have loved you for 3 years now. I don't know what it is. Dude plays every position. No matter what he does, he comes off the bench and just rakes. Or you can start him and he'll rake.
I think it's amazing that the Dodgers, now I haven't been watching every single game start to finish. And this is probably just how it feels from seeing highlights. And this is how every fan probably looks at the Dodgers. But it feels like every guy off the bench for them is just hitting lasers and getting massive hits.
Bro.
Like literally. Jock Peterson pinch hitting moonshots. Yep. And like Kike comes in and starts like one out of every three games and hits laser beams. Like, how does that happen?
That's what they were saying the other night. Actually, before Jock hit his home run last night, they were talking about he had two big hits in that crazy game the other night. And they were like, do you guys understand how hard that is to come off the bench in the seventh inning against, let alone the Rays bullpen?
Yeah. And everybody throwing bowling balls from all different angles. Right. Ridiculous. All right. Next question. This is from Daniel Scala. The Cubs play the Tigers in Detroit next year. If Zach has to face Dakota, who wins the AB?
Ask Zach what's happening.
Hey.
Well, Dakota, go first. Dakota, you go first.
I mean, just look at previous history. He's 0-2.
With what were the results?
Was it two pop-outs?
Yeah.
One infield foul ball pop-out and one.
The one was so funny, though. The one was 3-0, whatever. I took a G-hack, missed it, yeah, whatever. I mean,
if it's three, I was like, don't miss it.
One, the next one, it was like a really good at bat, like from both of us. And I popped it up and I was like, yes, foul ball. And everyone just starts laughing like 10 seconds later. I'm like, what? And like, bro, that landed on the warning track near the dugout. I'm like, wait, so I'm out? And they're like, yeah.
Yep. See you. Thanks for coming.
But law of averages, that means the hit's coming.
You just need one knock and you're hitting 333.
Thank you. Facing Zach so many, or not so many times, but if I face him, he knows like my sequences and what I go to in certain counts. So I would definitely overthink it. And instead of being like say it's 0-2 and going like fastball up, I'd be like, nah, like I'm going to bury a slider. He'll chase it and just spit on it. You know, I'll mess myself up and get in my own head.
And then I'll get to 3-2, and then you'll have to throw a fastball. You're hang a slider, and then
And then I'll combio. See you. Thanks for coming. Swing right over the top.
What are you throwing, Ian, in spring training?
I mean, he's soft and walked the one time I faced him. It was a full count, and he just sat there and took it like a girl.
A full count about a year later.
Actually, I fouled the first one off, and then
Put it in play.
And I'm sorry for having 1,000 on base percentage against you. That's my bad. That's my bad.
I need to face you again. You're getting nonstop fastballs at the letters and changeups below the knees.
Next question. Drew Barry's 25. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on the field or in the clubhouse? Or in the clubhouse is an interesting twist.
I don't know if I even have anything really embarrassing.
I'll lead with this. The most embarrassing thing that's happened to me on the field is I hit a ground ball
against the
Cardinals and then proceeded to trip over my own bat, and it became a meme or a gif or a gif, however you say it. I prefer a gif. That's got to be my most embarrassing one, even though it was a hit. It was a chopper through the right side somehow. Yeah.
If it's a knock, you can make fun of me as all as you want.
I literally don't have one, but I know what Zach's is. You remember when Vossler hit the walk-off single in Tennessee?
Oh, my God. I have to send that video, and we have to tweet it out.
Yeah, you got to tweet out that video.
So it was the first, I think, home series of the year in AA. And Jason Vossler, former Cub, hits a walk-off, and I'm psyched. I'm running out there. I'm the first one to meet him at second base. And I go up to, like, meet him for, like, a chest bump or whatever, and my feet slide underneath me, and I take his legs out, and he lands – the most awkward way. And it was literally the longest half a second where he could roll over and I can see him laughing instead of crying in pain.
I thought he killed him. I thought you literally killed him. I was like, oh my God, Vossler just broke every bone in his body.
I got to find that.
It was unbelievable. That was one of the funniest things. Everyone just started dying. Like no one could even celebrate after that. We just nonstop laughed.
Video will be included in the post episode tweet.
Yeah, we need that.
All right. Next question. Beer baseball repeat. Great handle. Beer baseball repeat.
I thought that was a question.
I was like, wait. Yes. Yes.
Who was your baseball idol growing up?
Derek Jeter. Kike Hernandez.
Griffey and Omar Vizquel were my two.
I mean, I guess you could put like Mariano in mine for a pitcher wise, but
yep.
Jeter was my favorite player.
West Falcates. What's your off-season routine? Give us a little like day in the life off-season.
You don't know. I mean, yeah, you basically know mine. I mean, I literally work out at 7 every day, and then I come home and nap for like 2-3 hours.
And you won't hear from Dakota until about noon.
Because I come home and take a nap because I'm exhausted because I hate only getting like 6 hours of sleep.
So why do you work out at 7 every day?
That's just when me and my buddy go and work out. It's just when we do it, you know? You got to grind.
I mean, I respect the early workout. I've never been able to do like also, the 7 a.m.
Well, I just like it because it's just me and one other guy in there when we're working out. So it's not like a public gym. And then basically after that, I just try to kill time the rest of the day. My day pretty much ends when my workout ends.
So your day starts at 7, is over by like 10?
Yeah, pretty much. Literally.
Zach?
Mine, when golf is not an option, usually go lift with my friend who plays with the Orioles organization around 9:30 to 10 o'clock-ish. That's when we start. And then after that, one of us will alternate every day driving and getting coffee. And we hit at like the kind of the same place. So we'll finish our workout, go get coffee, and then come back mostly and mix in Chipotle too most of the time. No free ads, Chipotle. We'll talk about that because we need to work at something out. And then
after need, like, the black, don't they have like a black card that's for each Chipotle for life?
They do.
I'm pretty sure they
Zach has to have earned that by now.
Oh my god!
I'm pretty sure they were giving out to athletes like as part of a deal. Like either it was like a percentage off every time, or it was like free Chipotle for life. Now this was probably a handful of years ago.
Wow.
At this point,
but yeah. Other than that, like kind of after we're done hitting, it's kind of over.
It's similar to me when you don't golf.
Yeah, it's just later in the day.
And I also am not throwing yet, so I
right. have nothing. And else that's yeah. I mean, I'm only hitting like twice a week at that right now, just to work some things out. So it's golf is taking that over right until we have daylight saving.
And your schedule has to be weird because you've been
my schedule
all,
is
you've
weird.
Been all over the country.
Yeah, time. my schedule isn't like really standardized because I do travel a lot during the off season. But like a normal schedule for me in Texas, it's going to be different this year too because I can't work out at. I used to work out at the University of Texas at UT, but I don't think that's going to happen right. with the COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way I'm able to do that. I feel like
they won't really let us in. So, normal for me was I would get up around 8, and then I would have a FaceTime session with one of my trainers, like body posture. We would do that like a 30-minute session. Then I would go work out at UT, do my whole workout thing. If I was hitting, then I would hit right after. If not hitting, come back, make food, head to the golf course, try to be at the golf course till it got dark. Probably not the same routine this year. Maybe you're going to have to find a different place to work out, different place to hit. Not really sure how that's all going to go, but.
What's the next fan question?
Chris Wilson, 2121. This is the last fan question, so make it good. Okay. What's your greatest interaction with another player from the big leagues, any team?
Never played in the big leagues, so Ian, this is for you.
Well, it says from MLB. It says from MLB, but let's just say any. I mean, it could be any interaction. It can be spring training. It can be a guy that you've played against in the minor leagues that you had a good interaction with. I don't know.
Zach will have a lot better ones than me because he's the one talking to guys on the infield.
I had a good one with Brent Rooker. He's with the Twins. I know he was a big golfer, so I get to first, and he's playing first, and I'm like, oh man, you know, should have brought your clubs. And he was like, I did. Like, oh, we have three tomorrow. You want to play? He's like, yeah. We met us at the course at like 7:30 and we played before a game. And it was just like, I just said it kind of just be carried like a, just like a nice, oh man, would have been fun to play with you. And he was like, oh, I have my clubs.
Where was this?
This was in Tennessee in AA.
That's incredible. The golf course there was really nice too. Yeah.
And that's what he was like, oh, how much is it? I was like, no, it's free. We got a good hookup.
That is beautiful. Dakota, I know your best interaction and it's with Wilson.
Oh, when I threw and gave the grand slam?
Yeah.
That's not a best interaction. It's a terrible interaction.
That's the best interaction ever.
Well, it's when I came in. It was last year or 2019 spring training.
Yep.
And I came in for Hendricks with bases loaded to face Orlando Arcia.
It was pretty early in spring training, and Kyle had a pretty rough outing and was out in
like the third.
1 1/3 or 2 1/3.
I think it was like the third inning, yeah.
Yeah.
And I came in and like it was like and I usually go outs plus one for like guys or signs with a guy on second. So you count the number of outs, add one. That's what sign we're going with. But nope. Wilson thought I said strikes plus one. So the first pitch was a fastball, it was strike one. And then he called a slider, I thought. But he actually called a fastball. And of course, the slider I threw ended up going over the fence for a grand slam. So it's a whole lot of fun. And he came out to me. He's like, what happened? I called fastball. I was like, no, you called slider. He goes, I thought it was strikes plus one. I was like, nah, it's outs plus one. I was like, yeah, well, that didn't work out. It was a tough
one. Or when Schwarber tried correcting Rossi, your last name.
I wasn't there for that one, though, but that is hilarious. Schwarber trying to say that it's actually Meeksy.
Hey, when are you going to tell him?
Yeah. That was when we were golfing, and he's like, when are you going to tell him that it's actually Meeks? I'm like, well, it's not.
Well, so. Kyle.
This isn't my best interaction, I guess, but it's my most memorable.
This is going to be literally 75,000 times better than both of ours.
No, I liked mine. He made me talk about giving up a grand slam. That was cool.
So I got called up in 17. We're playing the Cardinals. My second game in the big leagues. So I played the day before, second game in the big leagues. I get a hit off Wainwright.
Let's go.
And I'm on second base. And you know, just casually on second base, doing not doing anything crazy. Wainwright keeps stepping off, looking at me like I'm stealing the signs. I'm not trying to steal any signs. Like, I was just like minding my own business, but like, I wasn't going to give in. Yeah. I wasn't going to be like, hey man, sorry. So I was like, I don't know. He's just staring at me. And then I come up for my next at bat and Yadier Molina is catching. Right. So it's like, you watch this guy growing up, like Yadi, you're like, oh my God. And he's sitting down there in his squat and he looks up at me with his head sideways and he's like, Bobby, don't do that. What? He's like, don't try to steal signs, Bobby. And I looked at him and I was like, I just kind of like stepped out of the box. I looked at him and I was like, Yadi, I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't even know how to relay him if I had him. I just got here. Not doing any of that.
What did he say back to you?
He just looked at me and looked back, didn't say anything. And then every time I would get on first base, I would always try to peek in. Yeah, so I hit a single. I'm single on a walk maybe that day, and I would look in from first, and he would be around the batter, just staring at me every time. Every time I would go to peek, he would just be looking at me, and I was like, "All right, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna do it anymore."
What would you? What do they think you were doing? Do you know?
No, I have no idea. Honestly,
did you look at video or anything? You didn't look at like video, just like what the hell do they think I was stealing? How do they think I was relaying?
Yeah, no, I think Wainwright just wasn't very happy. And I have no idea, but it was a crazy, like get in the box moment where the catcher says something to you and you're so baffled that you're like, wait.
Isn't it crazy? You could be so like not doing something. And then like a pitcher could be so convinced that you're stealing signs. He's telling everybody in the dugout, this asshole has my sign on second base. He's relaying them. And you're sitting there.
Yeah, just like, relaying.
Wow. Yeah, this stadium is sick.
As a pitcher, I've never understood a pitcher or catcher getting mad about people relaying signs, because in like this completely different than the whole Astros thing, obviously, but like, if you can pick up my signs from second base, I need to change my signs. Like, that's my problem, not yours. Like, so, you should try to take them.
Right. It's like, if you're tipping pitches, I'm like,
yeah,
hey, Dakota, you're adjusting your elbow on your slider. Keep it in.
Yeah. Like, okay? Hey, your elbow's up here and it's a slider. It's down here and it's a fastball. I'm like, well, yeah, I would use that to my advantage too. Like, right. If you don't want to change your signs, it's not my problem. But yeah, I got your back, Ian. Don't worry.
Yeah, I appreciate those signs. That's all the fan questions. Those were good fan questions. Thanks to intern Nora for getting those for us. What a great acquisition she's been so far.
Oh, she's the MVP.
Does intern more. Nora t-shirts coming November 3rd.
Can we talk about how we've gotten more DMs about people wanting to be interns?
Oh my gosh.
We have gotten a few more DMs about interns. Right now we're keeping the intern pool at one.
That's the thing. I get some and I feel bad, but I just don't even respond because I'm like, I mean, we don't need more. Like, what? We don't have that much to do.
The compound's not taking on another intern yet. Maybe someday, maybe one day, not today.
We should be like, yeah, find out if you got the job or not and have them send the link to the new episode so they have to listen to the whole thing.
They have to listen. Yeah.
At the very end, we tell you. Actually, no we're not going to tell you when it happens.
I'm not telling you. It's in the beginning, middle, or end.
You know what I haven't mentioned yet this episode because I'm a terrible person?
Parse rum.
Oh. We got to start over.
What am I doing?
You almost got to redo the intro because those are our people.
Wow.
Those are our people. We love them. We love Parse. We love what they're doing. Guess what I got? I got my golf shirts.
I was hoping you never would.
Nope, I did. Maybe a couple weeks after you, but I did.
Did you get the long sleeve one?
I got the long sleeve one.
That one's a goat.
They must not have an XL in long sleeve or something. Didn't get that one.
Dang. I'm excited to go to the golf course and wear them.
Screen time first.
Yeah, let's hit the screen time.
4 hours, 11 minutes for me. It's not bad at all. I'll take – it's at 8 o'clock. We did a later recording too. I'll take 4:11.
4:11? 353 sorry for me. 353.
Well, hour behind us, so 4:53. Got it.
Good point. Hang on, I need to find mine.
Do you not know where to look? We do it every time.
Saying
I've been doing this once a week for the last 5 months.
Shut up.
It's literally saying 9 minutes right now. I know that ain't true.
I think we all know that's not true.
3 hours and 6 minutes.
Yeah. No, we believe you. Hey, yeah, no, really. I believe you after that
delay. Daily average is 133 for some reason. And then total screen time, 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That seems for sure. Like your phone's broken. I want to give a quick shout out to Obvious Shirts for that massive sale that they just had. I hope everybody got out and bought their compound shirts. We're going to have more coming out. Intern Noah shirt dropping soon. And then we're having Dom back on the podcast at some point. And we need the people to be wearing morale shirts because I love when morale's at an all-time high. I love when people are loving the Cubs. And we need those shirts out there in people's hands. But this episode is brought to you by Parse Rum.
Go to Benny's.
Go to Benny's. Get your Parse. Maybe a coffee Parse collab coming soon. It's possible. You didn't hear it here. You didn't hear it here. Maybe a little inside info.
Is that a compound coffee collab or is that just an Ian Happ coffee collab though?
The compound doesn't have its own coffee. Compound doesn't have its own coffee.
Funny how that works. Something on the side for you. A little something on the side for you. Nothing for the compound anymore. We get it.
What a joke.
Ah, man. Well, hey, maybe next week you guys will have two new co-hosts instead of me and Zach. We'll see.
Correct. If I go, Dakota goes and vice versa. So
that's right. We're package deal.
That the Tigers didn't think so. That's episode 35 of the Compound Podcast.
Too far.
Presented by Parse Rum.
Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.